Recording with a family in mind. 3, 2, 1. The game of golf and money smarts. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. In my new book, It's Your Money, So Take It Personally, I talk about the importance of having a metric when it comes to money. Most of us understand the benefits of staying physically active. It keeps me centered so that I can tackle all the issues in my life, financial or otherwise. Growing up, I didn't play baseball, basketball, or soccer. My sport was dance. My mother enrolled me in my first ballet class at the age of 3. I danced ballet, modern, and jazz for the next 30 years. Dance lessons helped me learn structure, which I applied to all areas of my personal, business, and financial life. Roughly 10 years ago, I started playing golf. Even with all of its challenges, the game nonetheless provides me with a sense of serenity. Much like finances, there are metrics to golf, including the all-important one, keeping score. I encourage children, especially young girls, to look for a free youth program offered at a public golf course and learn the game's fundamentals. Knowing the basics and being deliberate with your approach to the game can contribute to reshaping your approach to managing your finances. I equate the game to a mental annuity stream. An annuity is an agreement set up for you to receive fixed payments on an investment for a lifetime. Often when it comes to taking the time to learn about managing their money, people, many of them women, say they have no time to learn, that their lives are jammed. Then they ask me, how can I find a balance between work and family in my life? I tell them that balance is a soft goal. When has their life ever balanced 50-50 consistently? One day it may be 80-20 in favor of work, the next day it may be 65-35 in favor of family. Much like the game of golf, having a routine as you approach tasks is important. A routine helps you meet the challenges you face on any given day. A routine will help you manage your money. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.